What's going on, AfterBuzz family? You knocked and we are buzzing you in. It's time for episode 9 of Married to Medicine on AfterBuzz TV. Breakdown or breakthrough starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Praise break. Lord.
Okay.
I feel the Lord. I feel Jesus. Woo! Yes. 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 Give him a praise break, Richie. A Baptist fit. Have a Baptist fit. Woo!
Okay.
All you gotta do is wait on him.
Exactly.
Just wait on him. Just wait on him like you've been waiting on this show. Just wait on him like you've been waiting on AfterBuzz TV. Just wait on him like you've been waiting on Richard Sky. Just wait on him like you've been waiting on McCall Hall to come back all week. If you just wait on him,
ow,
he'll come when you just didn't think he was gonna come.
Okay.
But he gonna be right on time.
Woo!
He gonna be right on time. We ain't talking Rolex. We ain't talking Seiko. We ain't talking Timex. We talking Jesus X. We talking right on time. If you just wait on him, he gon' work it out.
You know what? Turn it back up. Come on.
Pastor, the Honorable Bishop DJ Richie Sky, you knew I needed that word.
Listen.
You knew I needed that word.
Let me tell you.
About God's word. God will do it.
I was in the car after church this morning.
Yes, tell them about your testimony.
And I said, you know what? You know what these marriages need on this Good Marriage to Medicine show?
They need the Lord.
They need the Lord. And they need to work it out.
They need to work it out.
They need to work it out. Like, that's been the theme of the season. Y'all got to work it out. And I said, you know what? McCall is going to appreciate this.
I appreciate everything.
She's going to appreciate this one.
Because when it's built with the Lord,
okay,
can't nobody turn it down. You heard it here first on AfterBuzz TV.
There you go. Y'all going to start y'all week off right this
church
week.
Church is open. On AfterBuzz TV. You guys, it has been a hell of a week. It's been one hell of a week, but we are back.
We here.
For the after show of Married to Medicine, the only, and I will say it again, the only show on AfterBuzz TV that starts that crunk. We might
okay.
be crunk. We might be crunk for Christ. We might be crunk for Christ or crunk for some other artist. But we always keep it crunk here on AfterBuzz
Don't we
TV.
Though?
Now, y'all know, if you need to catch up with us in between Sunday and Sunday, you can go on AfterBuzz TV across the board.
Boom.
At AfterBuzz TV. They got it on Twitter.
Boom.
Instagram.
Boom.
Snapchat.
Boom.
Facebook.
Boom.
.com.
Boom.
I don't know what else is out there.
If you're going for YouTube, you got to go to AfterBuzz TV Reality.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Boom. He can work it out. See, Jesus.
Y'all hear
is,
the angelic
is,
voice hey, raining down on y'all?
That's God's voice. And did you notice that God's voice is female?
Ooh.
God, can you talk to us again?
What's up, my children?
I told you. The future is female.
Ooh, ain't it though?
The future is female.
That's what I heard.
Now,
if you don't believe that, just look at the award season.
Just look at the award season, baby. Shout out to Oprah Winfrey.
Oh my God.
Oprah,
shout out to
the
Oprah.
Winfrey. Oprah shout the out. Winfrey said, your time is up. Your time is up.
Listen, sometimes when she speaks, it's just like just wisdom pouring from her lips.
Just get up under her lips and get all the saliva.
Yeah,
in your
like
mouth.
I just wanted
you would
be I just blessed.
Like,
I just want it all. Like because I feel like every time she gets up on the microphone and she talks, it's just like presidential. Presidential.
Oprah Winfrey 2020. You heard it here first.
Boom.
Or maybe like 2 millionth. But we can dream, right? If you want to find Oprah on Instagram, it's at Oprah. And if you want to find the Oprah Sports, you can find me at McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram when sports and pop culture collide. And this sexy man, sexy for Christ, wearing glasses this week.
Smart glasses going on today. You know.
You know I like glasses. They turn me on.
It's your boy DJ Richie Sky. You guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. And also, catch me on Bravo on January 30th at 10 p.m. on Stripped.
Say it one more time.
January 30th, 10 p.m. on Bravo on Stripped.
I'm going to watch your episode.
Please do.
With candlelight. Red wine.
You gotta have a drink.
You know, some other things I'm not gonna say. And I'm gonna watch my boy tear it up because we're headed to the top, baby. We're on national television.
Boom.
Okay, syndication checks are about to be
Boom.
Here. I'm so proud of you.
I'm excited.
I'm so proud.
You know what I wanna say? I wanna shout out. I have to shout out my love for my AfterBuzz TV family because guess what? We actually filmed here.
We out here.
We filmed part of the show here, so hopefully that makes it into the episode because it is a big part of my life.
Well, whether it makes it into the episode or not, you made it to the episode. Be very proud. We're very proud.
I'm excited.
Just know that this is only the beginning of your reality TV career and on from there. So just bask in it, darling. Just bask in it. And for you guys who don't know, he's doing big things. Some of the things we can't even talk about.
No.
We can't even talk about. But we can talk about Married to Medicine.
Yes, we can.
First of all, we're on episode 9. Okay?
We are like in the home stretch.
So you guys know, there are 14 episodes. So if y'all are tired of me, kiss my ass. You got 5 more weeks of me. We're going to be past Valentine's Day.
Which is appropriate.
Which is appropriate.
It's appropriate.
Do you have a Valentine?
You know what? I want one. And I have someone in mind.
Mm.
So, and I'm going to send this to this person and tell them I better have my Valentine's Day mix on Valentine's Day.
Mm. My whole thing is you shouldn't have to tell them anything. You're featured on Stripped on Bravo on January 30th at 10 p.m. You shouldn't have to tell anybody anything.
Oh, no. This is just a reminder.
Well, if you want to send me something, you can send it to... Never mind.
Do you have a Valentine?
No.
Not yet. It's still early.
You know what? I'm going to be very frill. So just so you guys know, I have gone on 5 dates in the past week. I am so tired. I am so tired.
Work it out. Work it out.
I am coming from a date. Like, I'm literally, I just jumped back into the dating pool. I said, you know what? I want to be like these women on Married to Medicine. I want to be successful. I want to be married. I want to have somebody who I can build with. But it ain't looking good.
Is
it ain't looking good at all.
Dating out there.
It is hard as
for
hell.
For a woman in LA. Like,
I think it's for a woman on planet Earth.
Ooh.
Bloop. Bloop.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm.
So, and that's why this episode really hit home for me. Because there are a lot of things that, for me as a single woman, I'm looking at what I want my life to be like. Mm-hmm. We looked at a lot of things tonight. So, anyways, let's go back real quick.
Okay.
Last week, there was a big ass fight at Dr. Contessa's house, not Contessa. Contessa's house.
Oh no, because when they put it up on the little, you know, when you can see the words on the screen.
Yeah, the closed caption.
When they put it on the closed caption, it says every time Dr. Heavenly says it, it says Contessa.
So that means they know what they're doing.
I just want to let y'all know that
shade. So you don't know how to act when a cute bitch is nice to you, said Mariah. But are you the cute bitch? Because
here's the thing.
Like, if you don't know how to act when a cute bitch is nice to you, that's one thing. But Mariah, are you the cute bitch? Because I think she's
the one in question here.
That's the cute bitch.
Okay, so what I'm thinking is she especially meant relative to.
Okay. Because that threw me off. Why was Simone must have had that whole bottle of tequila. Shout out to Puff Daddy and De Leon Tequila. They had a bottle in this episode, and it started off very full, and then there was only half of it left. And I think Simone drank the whole thing.
Simone ran behind that trampoline and downed half the bottle. And then came back lit.
She did. In that Bel Air Academy jersey. Did you see how embarrassed Cecil looked? Cecil looked embarrassed.
Cecil looked like, oh, here she go again. Because there she went again. And we all know when Simone gets crunk.
She get crunk. And not for Christ.
Because interestingly enough, the argument ended with Mariah and Dr. Heavenly shouting at each other. And then, you know...
And we still looking for apologies. DJ Richie Sky, why are they continuously looking for apologies? Sometimes you just won't get one. DJ Richie Sky, I have stepped on your toe a couple of times as we watch this show. And I didn't apologize. And I probably won't. I've got big feet. Just deal with it. I play footsie with you from time to time. You're not always going to get an apology. And it's okay.
But can I say something, though? Like, she actually did apologize.
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans. She actually did. She said the forgiveness had to go both ways. She forgives these ladies. She hopes that they forgive her. That was the wiping of the slate. It really was the wiping of the slate. If you choose not to accept the apology at that point, you have chosen not to accept it, Dr. Simone.
I'm just going to wipe my ass and move forward because I'm really, really, really sick of them. But I'm also very worried that they have Alzheimer's because Mariah, with a BS apology that it was, did give one in New Orleans.
She did.
So how do you guys not remember that? Clearly you're drinking too much or you have Alzheimer's. Anyways, so may I ask a question?
Yes.
May I call you Daddy for the rest of the episode?
You may.
Because when Dr. Simone calls Dr. Damon... Or not Dr. Simone, Dr. Heavenly, rather. When Dr. Heavenly calls Dr. Damon Daddy, it's just so cute. So I just want to call you Daddy.
It's even funnier to me when she calls him that, like, in their face-to-face. It just seems to roll off her tongue so naturally.
Daddy?
Daddy.
Daddy. So, Daddy, what did you think about Dr. Damon saying... By the way, I would never in like real life it. Call a man daddy. I got a daddy. But for tonight, you daddy.
I'll be daddy.
So daddy, what did you think about... You can't laugh every time I call you daddy.
Okay, do it again.
Okay, so daddy, what did you think about Dr. Damon in his comment about men of darker hues liking bigger butts? Because you are a darker hue man of a lighter spectrum.
Right.
Do you like big butts?
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. No, here's the thing. I think he was just saying, like, black men like big booties. But I honestly think in this day and age, that's pretty much everybody likes.
I think everybody likes it.
I don't even think it's a guy thing. Mm-mm. It's a general, everybody like big butts. Everybody need to be in the gym doing squats. Case closed.
Daddy, what about when it comes to, like, a Kardashian Kim K butt? Is that... too big, or is that still on the scale?
Well,
here's the thing.
It's all on camera, so how do you really know what their booties really look like? Because many of us are not privy to their, like, actual physical booty in person.
Okay, so let me tell you something.
On camera, it looks decent.
Here's the thing. I think, and I could be wrong about this.
No, you never wrong, Daddy.
I'm not. No, but here's the thing. Look, when there's that, like, significant undercarriage of the booty... that creates this line.
In the jeans?
In the jeans or in person.
In the flesh.
There you go. You got to question if it's real. Because I don't think most booties look like that. I don't think that there's this line of an undercarriage, and then there's this rump just head dangling over the leg. God, and then y'all will notice that the leg, it'll be like two stick figures and a big peach booty.
Well,
that ain't right.
Let's just say, even though all booties don't look like that, all booties wish they look like that.
Boom.
I wish my booty looked like that.
Listen, if it ain't real and you still got it, it's yours.
I ain't had no complaints yet, Daddy.
Okay.
Let's move on to Dr. Contessa and Dr. Scott. So
I got something for y'all today. So good, let's go.
My question is, where in the hell is Miss Renee? Because just because you threw something at me and you got mad, you still need to come and pick up your last check. You still need to come back and pick up your last check.
Let me say something. Because
you're fired.
In all realness.
Because you're fired.
In all realness, no,
Daddy,
bitch.
Daddy, if somebody throws something at me, they done.
Done. Okay. You're not even allowed to come back on the property or anywhere within the premises or actually 2 miles within my home.
Get them right.
But let me tell you about this. I'm going to tell you where Miss Renee is. Miss Renee is on Twitter. And Miss Renee is spilling all the tea on Twitter. What she's saying is she is alleging that... Now, I want y'all to listen. Listen now. Miss Renee is alleging that she had already fired herself from Dr. Contessa's services months prior to filming. And the only reason why Dr. Contessa is on the show is because of this nanny figure who speaks her mind. So when she was brought back, she was not supposed to be a nanny, but she was supposed to be more as a friend. And she got played, this is what she's saying, allegedly, that she got played by Dr. Contessa because she was supposed to be coming in as a friend. She was not paid for this. And she was being treated as the nanny, which she had just fired herself from. She does not need the doctors at all. She owns her own home. She has her own place. She prefers not to have anybody referencing Donnell Jones in any of this. And she did Dr. Contessa a favor and gave her a storyline when she didn't have nothing. Because apparently when she applied to be on the show in the first place, they thought she was too boring. This is the tea that Miss Renee is spilling on Twitter. So I'm just letting y'all know she's talking. I don't know where she at, but she is talking.
Honey, that tea was piping damn hot.
Okay.
Daddy, you delivered. Daddy, you delivered. Now, my response to that is, I believe every word she's saying.
Ooh, tell us why.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I knew, and I said this.
You did? I will say it. She called it. You called it.
Now, either Miss Renee, you're watching AfterBuzz TV. Shout out to you if you are. You find us on AfterBuzz TV across the board at AfterBuzz TV. Or that is really the truth. Because what in the hell, Dr. Contessa and Dr. Scott, so they're both doctors, so they should be on the show. We already have that. What's compelling? What was compelling was they had a live-in nanny who talked cash shit. That was compelling. Okay?
Yes.
Who also is the mother to Donnell Jones.
Yeah.
Where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's compelling.
Yeah.
They probably did use her for this drunken, you know, nanny storyline. And she probably got tired of it. And I felt it. Because when she was throwing a temper tantrum, they're like, well, we don't know where this is coming from. Bull-ish. I'm not going to say the full word because it's Sunday, even though I said enough tonight. But they're lying.
You're right.
They're lying.
Yeah, I mean, because the whole situation, it did come up. Like, it did feel like it came out of nowhere. And I'm like, why are you guys surprised by this? Because it just seemed so odd. Everything seemed odd about it.
You know who Dr. Contessa is?
Who?
So for all of my Bravo aficionados, okay? For all my Bravo aficionados, Dr. Contessa is Cynthia Bailey. The gag of the gag. She tries
You're
to
right.
do anything to keep her ass on the show. She tried to do anything to get her ass on the show. Dr. Contessa's like, Cynthia, I'll marry Uncle Ben just to be on the show. Yes, I said it, Dr. Contessa. We see what you're doing.
Ooh.
But just know, it all come to light.
Well played, Dr. Contessa.
Well played, girl. But the tea. Wait, I got to give you a cheers for that one.
Cheers on
that.
I
have to give you a cheers. Cheers for that tea,
baby.
Solved
the case.
Case closed. God. So Mariah and Simone go out for dinner, and the only thing I have to say about the scene was, well, two things. It was a waste of airtime, and it was also the best I've ever seen Dr. Simone. Her hair was laid, her makeup looked really good. I think it was the candlelight or something. She looked really good. So I'm going to move on.
Nothing was resolved, really.
Not a damn thing, except for Simone had to pay for dinner. Bloop. Dr. Jackie and Curtis reconnect at their home, at her home, because I think she pays the mortgage. Yet he has money for yet another roadster.
He was in another new car,
now,
y'all.
Now, my play cousin and I talked about this.
What y'all
say? And she said, if I'm not mistaken, shout out to my play cousin, Vanessa Vassell. She said maybe he got the white roadster painted by the time, because it looked like the same car, because it was white before, and then it had a paint job.
Listen, if he didn't have this thing wrapped or painted or whatever he did, I just feel like you need to be investing more time into, you know, courting your wife again and less time on those vehicles, because I feel like that's what's gotten you into trouble in the first place.
Exactly. So Curtis shows up to Dr. Jackie's house bearing a rotisserie chicken from Ralph's, which is all of $8.99, because I do buy them.
Same.
Because it saves me time. And if I want protein and want to save time, I get the rotisserie chicken. It is good.
And it'll last you at least approximately 2 days.
If not three. Bloop. With that, he also brought a spring medley salad, all of $3.99, and took dressing out of her refrigerator. God. A $15 dinner?
You know what? Way to wine her and dine her.
When he walked in, she goes, oh, well, diamonds and rubies would be nice. He goes, those are next. Not if you out here buying cars with your broke ass.
You know what? He must have mistaken Dr. Jackie for his old girl, because ooh, I feel like she was probably accepting of these rotisserie chickens and salads from the salad bar.
A side chick is always going to be content with side chicken. But a real one, they want steak.
Steak and lobster.
Scallops. Surf and turf, baby.
Shrimp scampi.
My mom on her first day with my dad got lobster.
Boom.
Boom. You heard Jesus say it right here. You heard Jesus. Jesus said, if you ain't getting lobster on the first date, he ain't the one.
Nope, that ain't your mate.
He ain't the one. If he ain't giving you lobster, he ain't the one.
That ain't your mate.
Daddy, I want lobster.
I got you.
All right. So the other piece I want to bring up is production being corny.
Ooh, how? What happened?
Yet again.
Who said it?
No, I'm saying it. Simone. Jackie walks down the stairs, and there is a light bulb out. She looks up with all of this disdain and despair. How am I, this single black woman with a PhD, how am I going to fix a light bulb? How many doctors and OBGYNs does it take to fix a light bulb?
Okay.
So it takes a 6'8" unemployed man with a mole the size of New Hampshire to fix your light bulb? Bravo! I'm so sick of you people trying to think we're dumb. God damn it.
Listen, I'm about to fall out. I was wondering the same thing. I was like, you deliver babies. You cannot change a light bulb.
You can't change a light bulb. You're insulting our intelligence. And you're really you're downplaying hers.
So let me say something here. We talked about this briefly last week, and I don't want
to
harp on it.
I'm so sick of doing this to her.
The people, when I was reading an article about Dr. Jackie, because they were trying to guess whether or not Dr. Jackie and her husband were back together officially, and word on the curb, based on the photos that I saw, because I'm stalking the show now, is that Dr. Jackie and her husband are indeed back together, because they were at a Christmas party together and they were pictured, but she has not posted those pictures on her Instagram page, but they were taken of her from someplace else.
She dumb
but
as hell.
But guess what? Guess what? The word is that Dr. Jackie is 59.
What?
That's what they said in the article. She is 59. Listen, if that lady is 59, I'm done.
Don't you dare. Wait a minute. Now,
I'm done.
Now, Daddy, let me tell you something, Daddy. Because you know I'll follow you off the edge of a cliff, Daddy.
Let's jump.
But you telling me, because she just had her, or maybe that was Cynthia that had the 50 Shades
that
of
was
Pink.
50. That was 50. No, that was Cynthia.
That was Cynthia had a 50,
50
Shades
Cent.
Of Pink. But Dr. Jackie, from my understanding, she she never portrayed herself as being approaching 60.
I'm just telling you what the article said. That's why I brought it up today, because I was in my mind, I'm like, if y'all know like how old she is, and Dr. Jackie, if you're watching this show, I mean, I know you might not want to talk about it, but you look really amazing for 59.
Good. And having bouts with cancer, not just one bout, multiple bouts with cancer. So if Dr. Jackie is 59, Curtis has to be 80. 65. Maybe 67. And his mole has got to be 103. Because that mug is overgrown.
So, I don't know. I feel like I need more context, because I want to know, really, like, is she really 59? And is he really that age? Because they didn't look like that. I just didn't get that.
I didn't know that they were... Well, anyways.
But shout out to y'all if y'all are, because y'all look... amazing.
So I guess it makes sense. If you are 59 years old with a 67-year-old man with a 103-year-old mole, you've got to figure it out.
You
got to
work it out.
Because where the hell are you going to go?
You got to work it out.
I just feel like...
You can't even fix a light bulb. Where are you going to go?
Now, let me ask you a question. We have watched numerous, numerous television shows together. Mm-hmm. Have you ever lusted after me when I was eating my popcorn?
Always.
Oh, okay, so it's normal. Oh, the way Dr. Jackie was lusting after Curtis,
ooh, did y'all
when he
see
ate
it?
That chicken, she was like, do it again. Do it again, daddy. Eat
did
that
chicken.
Did
y'all see it?
I was like, are you going to bite out the fork, Jackie? Damn. You a hungry ass mug.
Well, she said she's missing her husband.
I guess. Jeez Louise. So I'm going to move on from them. We can only time will tell what's going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't know. But they are trying to make it work.
But these internet streets are talking.
But the streets are talking.
And I'm listening.
And Dr. Jackie, whatever moisturizer you're using, please send me a bottle.
Don't stop.
Don't stop till you get enough. Dr. Simone and the little lady finally have an exam, which I thought was very cute.
It was nice. That was nice to see.
I'm very happy that this young lady is taking her vaginal health.
Personally, didn't want to be in the room when it happened.
It was very uncomfortable.
But you know what? Maybe it will motivate some person out there to go and get one.
Me, because I haven't had my pap smear yet for 2018, so I might as well go book my pap
ladies.
Smear. Heavenly and Allura go for singing lessons, and I am tired of Allura. Dr. Heavenly said that Allura is the next Beyonce, and I personally feel like Allura has a better chance of being the next Ian LaVanzant.
Yes. That's her calling.
It is, Daddy.
Advising.
Look at her mom.
Like, because those notes.
Don't do that, because she's a kid. And I didn't want to go into.
I didn't want to. Dr. Heavenly said it.
Daddy, don't do that, Daddy.
Dr. Heavenly said, so what if her notes were off?
That's her baby, Daddy.
I like Allura. I do feel like she's probably going to get her PhD in something and telling people what to do. But at the end of the day, I just don't know if singing, maybe humming in the shower, might be her calling. I am not against Allura. I am for her. Power to the people.
Just not her notes.
No, I'm not here for those.
So have you noticed that every time we come to work, I try to make sure that it's real comfortable. Like, I make sure you got a little meal, got a little drink in your system so you can sit down and we can watch the show, we can talk.
She does.
Cecil does the same thing. Before Cecil and Simone had this talk about this $25,000 investment, he made sure that he was liquored up real good and she had liquor in the fridge awaiting. $25,000 to obtain 16% of a company.
Yeah, we would have needed to have the talk, because I would have wanted way more, a much bigger percentage of this company.
Let me tell you something, Daddy. If you put up $25,000 of our AfterBuzz money, please laugh at any moment in time, because we ain't getting that. But if you ever invested $25,000 of our AfterBuzz money and you didn't get 25% of stock,
that's what I'm talking about.
We gonna fight.
16%. You paid $25,000 for 16%. Okay, so let's talk about this. What I do know is that an app can cost anywhere between $2 to $10,000 to $20,000 to make, right?
Okay.
So you spent $25,000. What was it for? Hopefully it was for marketing purposes or something like that. I can't imagine what it was
and
for.
And you're trying to pimp your wife to market. You're gonna be the face.
No. Now, what I want you all to do, should you not believe what I'm saying to you right now, is I want you to go to Upwork.com or go to Fiverr.com.
Come get this
and you can actually research how much it costs to have an app developed, and it is not that expensive. So I just don't understand where all of that money went. And so that's, if I was her, I would be questioning, I need to see the line items for which this $25,000 went to, because I don't know where that's going.
Come on through, line items.
I'm just saying, like,
itemize this receipt.
I just come from the IT world, so I get that. I don't understand that.
Myself being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, and being a businesswoman, I understand. You want to know exactly what
you
is
do.
This going towards.
I would have to see it.
Like, is this going towards the kids? Like, is this going to, because you know they do the promo codes. You got to do so many promo codes to really get yourself out there.
Right.
You know, $10 free or $50 free. So yeah. Is it for the promo codes?
I just would want to see it because if I'm only getting 16% of the profits or of the company, then I want to know, like, if the company is going to be, if it's projected to do amazing, 16%, we good.
Daddy, when you said, I want to know, I thought about that song by Joe. I want to know.
As long as it ain't Donnell Jones.
What turns you on? Oh, I want to know. That's the dance. So I don't know what he's getting out of it,
yeah.
But I will say that I saw a great deal of growth from Simone in the confessional.
Yeah.
Basically, Cecil has been worried about his job security. So he's trying to find ways to generate income, whether or not he has a job.
Yep.
I think that's great. I think, you know, salute to you, black man in America, understanding, you know, the realities that he lives in. At the same time, you're married to a very successful woman who married you for better or for worse. And for me, it was kind of like a display of him not trusting her being able to take care of them. And so she said, you got to know that you have a teammate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought that was very mature of Simone.
Yeah.
Very mature. So I want to move on. Dr. Quintessa is sad that she can't be at home with her kids. That whole scene was annoying. This is why Bravo didn't want you on the show without Miss Renee, which she really is a doctor because she has given us a real prescription of tea. but, you know, she's kind of boring me. You know, that whole scene was hard to get through.
It was boring.
It was hard to get through. Oh, Dr. Scott's like, oh, the baby's kissing the phone.
Thing I really want to say about that scene is this. If the little girl does not want to get in the car with daddy, there's a problem.
That means daddy's whooping that ass.
Why doesn't she know daddy?
Right? I don't know. But that whole scene pissed me off.
It's just
corny. And this is what I will say. If they don't run Miss Renee a check for at minimum
$25,000.
If Cecil and Simone have $25,000,
that's where that money went.
Run it to Miss Renee.
Miss Renee is working on that app.
She's the only one that is deserving of 25 grand right now because she keeps it spicy. If Miss Renee doesn't return to this cast, Dr. Quintessa and Dr. Scott need to go. Love y'all down. You make more money than I do, but you don't need to be on this show. Get out.
Bloop.
Dr. Eugene and Toya have sexy time, and it was really, really, really awkward because he came home, you know, he had already been at work, he was probably stressed, probably stinky, and she's in this sexy lingerie with all these things on the bed. How are you going to, like, get this man on the bed and you got ready whip next to the master pillow? It was just kind of awkward. Then, did you catch the shade that she said to him? She had a collar, and he goes, oh, you got a dog collar? She goes, yeah, I thought you wanted to be a Q-Dog. Now me, being a woman of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, shout out to Dr. Jackie, who is one of my sorority sisters. And tomorrow is the Founders Day of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. And to all my sorors out there, keep being pretty and being successful. But you do not share what you want to be until you become. Dr. Toya or Miss Toya or whatever she want to be called need to be slapped. Because I don't think he wanted down national TV.
She don't be knowing.
She don't be knowing.
She was prancing around on TV in that lingerie.
Like, what the hell are you doing? But so this is what I was thinking. The whole scene with them having their sexy time. Could you imagine them doing the do?
I'm trying not to think about this.
Because he always laughs. He has like a nervous laugh. Well, every time.
Okay. Let's dissect it. I'd be laughing too because the reality of that scenario is that there are probably two cameramen there along with a producer and a PA or two.
You know you've had sex in front of a PA.
Maybe with, but not around.
Bloop JK, to the bloop.
But what I'm saying is, that's got to be awkward.
It is awkward, but it's like what you signed up for. I wish Dr. Eugene would kind of let his guard down, let his hair down. I know he's bald, but like let your hair down a little bit and just give us a real glimpse into your bedroom life. Because that scene was agonizing. I always look up at the clock when it says 11:11. Make a wish.
Made it.
Best scene of the night. Quad and Dr. G.
Oh, yes.
Best scene, but also most disappointing scene of the night. I thought that Mark, the friend that was down in Cecil's boom boom room, remember I was lusting after him?
She was lust.
He's married. The nerve of this man to lie to me.
And didn't it seem as though, based on his role in this whole situation, that he was like some type of counselor?
Or he seemed pastor. Like a pastor or
he
something.
He seemed very pastorly like to me.
So Quad and Dr. G did essentially, they had a focus group. Mm-hmm. So it seems like they have this focus
group. A marital focus group.
A marital focus group. It seems like they have this focus group from time to time. And it's their trusted, you know, village of friends who happen to be married. One couple is Mark and his wife. I don't know his wife's name. She can't do it like me. But I'm happy you're happy. So they come over to their house and they all sit down in a circle and essentially Quad and Dr. G start hashing out their issues. But before they can even get to their issues, Dr. G's phone goes off. Now, she takes offense, but I take offense with her taking offense. And you want to know why? He's an entrepreneur. Yeah. When you decide to marry, date, or become involved with someone who owns their own business, their life is their business.
It really is.
How dare you get mad?
It's not a fair thing to say that she comes second. It's just more of like at a certain point in time, something has to be the priority. And if that thing that's the priority is what is holding up, you know, your lifestyle, it's got to be like you got to be able to take that call. Like it would be a different story if she was hanging off the edge of a cliff and he took the call.
That would be funny TV, though.
Okay, but like, then you are second. Like,
no, then you are dead. If he let you fall off the cliff, baby, you are dead.
And thus second. Yes. But, you know, in the context, you know, it was like sometimes when work calls, you got to answer. You gotta answer.
I get it. And that's
so
why
you're
I
not
think that
you're not wrong with that.
I think Quad needs to be a little bit more realistic. Yeah. Because as Quad is trying to build her brand, Miss Quadria Webb, who I really do look up to, she's gotta understand he is his own boss.
Yeah.
So he can't just not pick up the phone. I think that Dr. G needs to work on loving his wife and loving how she loves herself. Mm. And I say that to say, when her hair is out of place, you should know her hair is out of place. Because
she
on
had a strand
four
loose.
Occasions tonight, her hair was out of place. Now, I'm not counting on you to make sure my hair is right, okay? We ain't married. But he knows. Why didn't he pat her hair down? Why didn't he pat her hair?
He don't even know her. He don't even understand her emotions. He probably ain't even see that hair.
That's true. All Dr. G knows is that I had to work my ass off to get here. Ain't nobody was there for me. Ain't no woman wanted me before my money. Dr. G.
He sounds like he's got some problems.
Dr. G has issues. Okay, so I've heard this before. You can't help the poor if you're poor. And Dr. G, you can't heal the broken if you are broken.
Wow.
And Dr. G, you are broken.
Wow.
He is broken.
That is.
He's really, broken.
But that's really profound.
He's broken.
It's really, really profound.
everything that he says comes from a place of the past. Yeah. And I'm not trying to be ageist for all of our viewers out there who are over the age of 30. Okay? Hell. But for someone who's 50 years old, by the grace of God, you have a roof over your head, a beautiful wife, a beautiful home, a beautiful Mini Cooper. That was not shade. Why are you so caught up in the past and what you didn't have?
I think I know. It's an insecurity thing.
Insecurity about what?
Okay, so let's talk about it like
this. Come on, Issa Rae. What are you talking about? Insecurity? What are you talking about?
Okay, so for me, if you are the type of person that thinks people want you for all of these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you even have this beautiful wife who loves you.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot be secure with yourself because you still believe that those people want you for those things and not for you, right?
Right.
So you have always probably believed that you were never good enough, and so those things meant more to you than they probably meant to other people.
But here's my next question. Be a realist. DJ Richie Scott, you're fine. Are you the first fine-ass man on the planet?
Nope.
Dr. G, are you the first man with a little bit of money in your pocket? Because he ain't the richest man in the world. Nope. He ain't Donald Trump.
No.
I don't like Donald Trump, but he ain't Donald Trump.
Nah.
You ain't Bill Gates.
Nope.
You a brother man doing a little something. You got a couple little quotas to rub together to get you a little Mini Cooper paid off cash. But you ain't...
Skirt.
But you're not the first. And you're not the last. Chill out. Hell, you don't even make as much money as Dr. Eugene. I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm just being for real.
No, it's absolutely true. I feel like he needs to let go of those issues, because if he doesn't let those things go, you're even holding your wife to those same... You're holding her hostage to your issues.
Well, here's my whole thing. You know, the topic of childbearing has come up a lot on this show. And for those of... Because I read the comments... What happened?
They can't hear me. You need to start wrapping is what I said.
Oh, okay. But the topic of childbearing came up on this show. How in the world can Dr. G and Quad get to a point of childbearing if she thinks in her mind, if I get pregnant, he's going to think I am trying to trap him? You know what I mean? They just need to work on a lot of things. They need to work on a lot of things. I don't know how they're going to get there, but I just hope that Mark is there for every step of the way.
Yeah.
Because I want Mark. I want Mark.
And the episode really ends, it felt like, with her in her confessional by herself, still feeling like she is in this alone.
So I've been reading the comments and whatnot and kind of stalking the show as well. I do think that Dr. G and Quad have separated. I don't know that for a fact, but I do have an assumption that they have separated. But we ain't going nowhere.
We not.
Daddy, you stuck with me. And y'all stuck with us for another week. We'll be back next week. Now, in between times, if you need to get in touch with us, go on AfterBuzzTV across the board. You can find me, when sports and pop culture collide, at McCall Hall of Fame on Instagram. And Daddy, where can they find you?
You guys can... find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
You guys, be safe out there in the world. Love on each other, and we'll love on you.
Yep.
On AfterBuzz TV. Peace.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.